Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
This week, we're going to answer a question that we got from Colleen Sharp from the Theology Gals podcast. This was addressing after the recent Revoice conference that went on, which was a conference to discuss same-sex attraction and how folks that have that can be comfortable within the church. And the question would be to address same-sex attraction as a sin. This is one that we're going to have to address in a couple of different ways because there's a couple of different issues with this. Now, here's the moving goalpost that we see with the Revoice conference. First off, we start with the fact that they are trying to say that homosexuality is a sin. There we can agree. However, we've seen from history that when groups like this make these claims and try to appeal to more conservative groups like conservative evangelical Christianity, they do so never from a position that they want to stay in the position that they're at. In other words, what we can see is that the folks at Revoice Conference today say homosexuality is a sin, but people who have these desires should feel comfortable in a church. We will shortly see in probably a short period of time that they're going to move to saying that homosexuality should be allowed in the church. This is the movement we always see happen. Now, as we address this week, we're going to deal in detail with some of the more controversial issues that come up with this and deal with their arguments in detail.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.